Heyo guys, how's it going? You guys are just at my desk with me today. My plans were maybe some point this week go down to the beach, get out, think a little bit, take you with me. But I got busy and stressed and worried that time away from the desk would put me further behind. Go figure. That being said, for real, I think this weekend or early next week, I might try to go down to the boardwalk, which is closer and a little more manageable. And, a few hours away from the desk really won't hurt me, I don't think. So hopefully, I get to do that. Maybe I'll take you guys with me. Boardwalk. All you'll hear is a bunch of screaming kids, though. So, I don't know. Sorry if I sound all deep and husky and weird. I am having some allergy issues. I also did some performances. And everything to that nature. I lost what I was saying. So sorry if that sentence didn't make sense. I lost what I was saying. My bad. So what's up for this month? A lot. Speaking of sounding weird, got a lot going on. I put the vote up. I haven't looked at the vote yet. I try not to look at it till about 10 days in. I'm excited to see what you guys come up with. The reason I decided that I would pick suitable for work or not suitable for work, just change it up a little bit. I'm not saying I will go suitable for work on that one, but I just want the option, really. I have a lot that I'm working on this week and then also or this month. And then also, like I've been telling people across platforms and you guys, is I'm trying to figure out this move. My current apartment is shit. I really can't remember who I've told and who I haven't told the ridiculousness of where I live. But it seems that the minute I tell them I'm going to move out, and I gave them like a 70-day notice because they needed like a ridiculous 60-day notice and they want to slap me with $8,000. That's an embellishment. Thousands of dollars of fees and move out charges and early lease breaking agreement fees, and they want to inspect the apartment for any damages or, whenever I leave, if it's dirtier than they deem needing to bring in a cleanup crew, like if they have to bring in a crew to do things and they want to slap me with all these charges. So it's been a headache because I've been villainized when really this apartment has been shit this entire time. So that's like super annoying. It's yeah, it just kind of sucks, And so yeah. But I'll get it sorted, I hope. I think my biggest obstacle is to a lot of people being self-employed and some of my income not being trackable as far as really legitimate. I mean, I have receipts of like commissions or smaller projects and things like that, but all those are is, let's be honest, especially if they're through online transactions, they can be faked. I mean, legitimately, anybody could transfer, me X amount of dollars. And I can say that that's a receipt and immediately refund it. It's not really a trackable income. So now I'm looking into other things like bank statement proof and things like that. Just anything. And And it's hard because it's an expensive process in the state of Texas. But I'll get it sorted. So anyways, the point is I got a lot going on this month. Just looking at the list, you know, let's see. You guys have voted. Everybody that's a Patreon is going to get a preview of something I'm playing around with. It's not a perfect video, but my meditation audios, I found a trial offer through some editing software, and they have a lot of really good stock, like slow, tranquil motion kind of things where it's a loop, and it's very meditative. And to me personally, I think they're visually more polished, and everything. And I'm always about getting a little bit better. And I may only use this for like my storytelling stuff or my meditations. You guys are going to get one of my first previews of such. We'll get some feedback from you guys. Like I said, it's not going to be perfect. I didn't spend a lot of time on it. I have a trial offer for free, and that's the whole reason I'm doing it. And it really just comes down to how much time does it cost me? Will it yield any additional overhead costs and time that I don't have for what it's yielding in results, you know? So we'll see. It's just a test. So everybody here is going to get access to see that first. Very soon I will be rolling out my website. I'm going to be 100% honest with you guys. I have realized that I am super ambitious, and for some things, I will keep polishing and polishing and polishing and polishing them until I wear the paint off, to be honest. So I realized that I had these huge ambitions and things and stuff I wanted on my website. And for right now, until I learn these things or until I figure out how to do them or am able to outsource help for them, I'm just going to have to release it like it is. That being said, I'm very proud of it. I designed the website. You know, obviously I used a place. I'm a sellout. I use Squarespace. I picked them for a few different reasons. I made it myself. I've integrated the colors, the images, the layouts. I've changed everything the way I want it to be, with a very few exceptions. And that's just because I couldn't, like I said, there's things I want integrated that I just haven't quite figured out how to do. That being said, I'm excited to roll it out. You guys will get it first. You'll get to test it out and work out all the bugs. And I love the fact that on Squarespace, it lets me see the site via desktop, mobile, and tablet. So while it's still primarily a desktop website, everything should be featureable and usable on mobiles. So I'm super excited about that. It's nice to have my very own space, and there's going to be some really fun, cool stuff on there. What else? The kind, you're going to get the Orc Chief's Daughter trickle-down audio. You're getting this audio. I think you're also going to get the final read from the Storyteller series. And that's it. That I think it was 12 stories that we've done over the last several months. That's the last one. After that, I don't know. I don't know how many of you just like the reading, but, you know, the audiobook stuff, you know, stuff like that. Other than that, this is just stuff that I'm trying to think of all the upcoming projects I have. More stuff to let you guys know about. Those that are going to be in the higher tiers, the Valiant, the next tier up, you guys will get the voted audio. I have no idea what you guys are going to come up with. We have some good tags in there, though. Little challenging. Guys, those tag audios are a lot more challenging than I thought they would be. I thought I can do this. I can do this all day. But I think I love improv and I feel that I excel at it and I can really set up a scene. I think it's the fact that I have to use those tags kind of as like boundaries. And it's really made it hard, because when I improv, I have an idea and I can do whatever I want with it. But with those little like boundaries, it's like I have to work in this little bitty, you know, barred off room. I kind of like, you know, like I have to make the character go a certain way to make the story go a certain way, or to have this element in it, and so on and so forth. And anyways, it's been a challenge. You'll get to know some behind the scenes stuff that I'm working on. You obviously will get more audio content. Who knows? Maybe you'll be the ones that get the me hanging out at the boardwalk or the ocean when I hang out and just chat. What else? The Honorable. Oh, yeah. So that brings me to the Honorable and the Gallant. You guys are getting some crazy stuff this month. I'm heckin' nervous. I'm heckin' excited. But, like, to be honest, you know how, like, you, like, it's like a big day or like a big moment or something like that, or something you're coming up to and you're like, oh my God, oh my God, I'm going to throw up. I'm going to throw up. It's going to be amazing. And then I'm going to throw up. Like, you're so excited about it. That's my thing. You guys, I made the decision last month to hold off, because I'd started writing out and started focusing on, some very long awaited, sequels and remasterings. So for those that don't know or miss the announcements, in May this month, the Honorable, you guys will be getting, if I remember correctly, there's a lot, you guys will be getting the long awaited sequel to the Yeti Girl series. Yeti Cuddles was one of the very first pieces I put on YouTube. Completely my original work. Still I get comments about sequels, and this is still my favorite audio, and I just don't know. A lot of pressure. I feel that I hit that character just right, and it's been so long, and I'm afraid of hitting her just right again. So I've got her. Also, this next one kind of goes with the Gallant are getting. The Gallant are getting the remastered Girl Next Door series. I did parts one and two. I know some other VAs out there have done parts one and possibly two. I'm not sure. I know some have definitely done part one. But it was my first written script that I performed. It was a big deal to me. And let me tell you, looking back in those scripts, I'm like, oh, like, I'm just, there's some parts of it where I'm like, I could have done so much better. But that's okay, because I feel like those pieces in a way are part of my identity and part of my legacy. And so this month, it's going to be interesting. It's kind of like when your old favorite movies get a remaster, right? There's things where you're like, we have better technology. We have better, you know, special effects, soundscaping. We have a bigger budget. We have all the, you know, like you think about that and you really just hope they get it right. So I'm heckin' nervous, but I'm excited to, you know, not only remaster part one and part two, but also give you the final chapter in the saga. And yes, it will be the final chapter. I think too much of a good thing can go sour. So this will be the final chapter, and that's what brings me back to the Valiant, or the Honorable. You guys will be getting, I'm kind of doing like a what happened between those encounters kind of thing. Basically imagine it as a yandere man or a yandere woman has her love chained in the basement, but tries to make the best of that situation. And so they have like many little moments and dates and things like that. And they don't always go well. I mean, he is chained in a basement. And if you've listened to the first two audios, you will know that it's not always ideal, this situation. Yeah, I'm going to play around with that. And so all of you will get early access to those. I don't think, looking at stuff, I don't believe they're going to be released publicly until June. So, you know, get in on those. And that's why these are very big, important pieces to me, to my work. And so I want to do them right. And even that being said, I know that there will be people that think it should end differently or think that I should have done it differently. Or they'll be like, no, I loved the first one so much. You changed it too much when you remastered it. That's just part of art, baby. We grow, we change, we develop, and I have to let myself grow and stuff too. So I'm just going to hope that I don't change the old one. All I do is give you a new one that you can love just for its own way as well. So I'm excited about those. What else? Also, top two tiers. Honorable. You. Well, the top three tiers. Basically, behind the scenes stuff, I've been working on an animatic, similar to a comic dub. So it's not really like an animated video, but it is comic slides by an artist friend of mine working on that. Super hyped. There will be two versions of it, both a suitable for work version for YouTubes and other platforms and a not suitable for work version. I know it's not going to be for everybody. You guys will get some behind the scenes stuff, a early access to a preview, I believe. Again, I'm working with an artist and we just want to cross all of our T's and be, you know, dot all of our I's, be on the same page. We're super excited. And whether this is successful or not, we at least have one more project in the works that we want to do that will be featuring another VA in it, or maybe two. And I am super, super hyped. It has been amazing and challenging to work with a different sort of medium, to see art have my voice, you know, and things like that. It's been very interesting. It's very stylized. It's fun. This one is just old school horror, you know. It's sexy, and it may not be everybody's kinks. And part of that is because me and the artist are just really big, like, horror hounds, and we wanted to do something very fun. And so we went with old school horror, and then the next one will be a little more revamped, a little newer in color and stylization. And I don't want to give too much away, but keep your eyes out, because you guys will get some early access to some previews and or art. I know I've showed it before, you know, the movie poster and different things like that and stuff and things that we're working on. And like I said, I know it might not be everybody's cup of tea, but we're super excited and we hope that it does well. And we're excited because we're looking into making them purchasable to where you can have your own digital copy. So you don't have to worry about, you know, once it's out there, if it's getting pulled or if we move platforms or if anything happens, once you buy the digital copy, you've bought it. And I think the reason we decided to do that as artists is that getting a number of copies sold is easy for us to divide. You know, we agreed, you know, that we are splitting the any sort of money, whether it's $1 or $100 that we make off of it. And really, that's just to compensate us for our time. I know that in recording and editing, I've spent over, well, I'll just say I'm in the double digits of time because it's a new medium for me. And the same, I think, as far as frames and art, like an actual like piece of paper with art on it, that's a frame. I think it's over like 130 different images that this artist did. And I'm going to be honest, this is probably a 10-minute audio, but that is a lot of art. And you wouldn't think very much of this, but between the sound effects and the splicing the art just right and the transitions and cutting it all together, and, you know, we've spent dozens of hours on this. And so, yeah, I think, are they going to be monumentally expensive? No. But it's really just if you want to support the time that it took us to make it, you want to see more of it, and or you want your own private digital copy to download, we're going to make that available. Otherwise, it will be public out there for you to watch and peruse publicly. But we're super excited. Like I said, it's a new medium. It's a new thing for me and my art. And yeah, that being said, I'm in full force auditioning. I'm spending at least one day a week, a section of time towards auditioning for video games, comic dubs, VA projects, collaborations, visual novels, other things like that, readings, just a lot of things. I have some big projects that I'm now finally being able to get back into working to. So much got put on hold with COVID and the world. Like, I just, you know, just insane how time, last year was a blur. I don't even know where a lot of time went. And yet at the same time, I felt like the year was the longest year ever. I don't know if any of you feel like that. So anyways, I guess this is kind of like this is what to expect for the month. There's a lot of things out there. A lot of things coming up, some early access of things, some original pieces, working with some great writers, getting to work with new writers, or not new writers, but writers that I don't usually get to work with. It's interesting. I've learned it's, I've talked about it in my server and other places and stuff, but when you start to do this professionally, people look at you different and you get treated different. And sometimes it is so supportive and uplifting, especially when your peers do it. And then sometimes you get shamed and or get treated, you know, like you're trying to use people. And so basically before any writers and other people that I thought I was on great terms with, there's been this huge shift in the way that VAs that do this professionally are viewed. And so now I've found out that, like, I'm going through all these old saves of mine, like old scripts that I just want to sink my teeth in still. And I've realized that some of these writers, not that I'm blaming them, nobody misconstrue that, please. Everybody is entitled to have their art where they want it and performed how they want it or done how they want it and whatever. But the point is like some writers, they don't want their art to be promoted anywhere else or to be posted anywhere else. And I totally get that. Or they don't want even their free works, even if it's free for me. In a way, my free content promotes my paid content. So some writers don't want to be part of that either, because it's very dodgy and hard to like compensate them for that, because technically I'm doing free work. That's their scripts. And that being said, I can't budget. I don't have the budget to commission everybody at the end of the day. I want to. I would love to. I would love to one day be like, you know what? You did this piece. Could I commission you to write a 6-series piece, you know, of this character? Woo, you know, here's your money. I would love to do that, you know? Or just be able to be like, you know, I love your work. Do you think, would you like to work together? This is what I can give you. This is in my budget to give you. Could you give me a script of this many words? And one day I really hope to, because I feel there's a lot of writers and a lot of talent that is so untapped and so much more deserving than putting stuff out there for free. But I've done it. I did it for 4 years. I know what it's like. You're passionate about it. You want to be part of it. And so I found now that I'm finding all these pieces and I'm having to send these messages to writers like, hey, I don't know if you know, but this is my job now. I get paid to do it. All I want to do is fill the script for free. But just so you know, this is my situation. Are you still cool with that? Do you mind? You know, in the future, could I look into commissioning you? You know, would you like to be one of the writers that, you know, I promote on other platforms? Are you cool if I use your pieces for early access? If you do, do you have any fees? Do you want compensation? You can always get early listens. Like, it's just a lot of it's admin work that I didn't realize that I'd be doing. But it's good. It's part of being a business. And I'm excited that in that sense, I'm making this work. Anyways, sorry, that's a tangent. It's been a lot on my mind lately as I've been trying to clean out all my idea boxes, all my, oh God, there's so many ideas in the box. I've literally like cut all my idea boxes, like, or not cut them, but I've like turned them all off. I can no longer receive ideas right now. If people give me the stray DM, that's what it is. But all my idea boxes are closed right now because I need to go through all the ideas. I need to cohesively get them into like, I feel like this could go in my catalog. I feel like this is a cohesive story. And then I'll work with writers or I'll write it myself. You know, so I'm going through all that. I'm going through old saves on Reddit. Some of those writers aren't around anymore. Some of the scripts are still on Pastebin, which means they just no longer are there anymore. So I've just been doing a lot of admin work lately and then trying to catch up on everything and then trying to get ahead of the game with audio recordings, because if I do move, I may possibly be AFK for like a week or so. And if I am, I think I'm going to go crazy because I won't be able to work and I won't be able to be around and I'll be panicking. So that'll be interesting. I'm sure all of you are thinking, Ruth, just take a vacation during that time. I don't know about that. It's very hard. It's very hard for me to take time off. What else? What else is there? I think that's everything. Oh, Defining Kinks is coming back. So if you are in the $10 tier and up, you will get access to some information on that and some behind the scenes stuff and or early access to the episodes. I have got, I think, the next 6 or 7 episodes lined up, some of them already scheduled to record. I'm super hyped. You guys don't even know. Defining Kinks is not a moneymaker for me, but man, is it a fulfilling part of my work. I love it. And man, people, when they talk about it, you know, some days I'm like, oh, does anybody miss my show? I know I say that, but you just wonder. And then you get comments from people like, oh, the show helped me, or, oh, it made me be able to talk to my partner, or, oh, it made me realize that this is actually like a true thing, like other people like this and it's not so crazy, or, you know, I'm not so messed up for loving it, you know, or I could never talk to people in my family or friends about this. So it's good to have an environment that I can at least listen and hear others talk about it and echo my thoughts, and man, so great. So yeah, next 6-7 episodes are planned. So hopefully I can start rolling back out those regular episodes. Okay. This has been a very long check-in. I hope I didn't ramble your ears off here, because you're going to be hearing a lot from me this month. And what else? Yeah, that's it. Oh, those that didn't see. June's coming, Daddy Week. I don't know how many of you in here are excited about that, but I've got some big plans. This is 3rd annual, you know? 3rd time's a charm, right? I've got some big ideas rolling out and some big plans, and I think this is going to be our best one yet so far. Little bit of daddy content from every angle and for every audience, I hope, that's mildly interested in that kink and that kind of avenue. So yeah, I can't wait. Other than that, I'm everywhere else. Twitch, rolling out, doing things. Probably about to do some silly, ridiculous competitions and stuff on Twitch with some other groups, community events. So thank you so much, everybody, for hanging out. Onward and upward, I guess, right? We're going to keep doing it. Thanks for hanging out. You're the best. Keep your eyes out. If you ever have had any questions, problems, concerns, issues, resources, anything like that, come find me. You know, I'm always here to talk. I mean, I don't have hours and hours and hours to talk, but I listen and I hear everybody out. And, you know, I do my best. I pride myself on that. I do my best to hear people out and stuff. Just know I'm incredibly busy, and I do see messages. I just don't always get to respond to them. Last note on my health. We're doing okay. Not a heck of a lot of change. I'm looking into more alternatives. At this point, things have gotten a little better, so me and my doctors don't think that surgery or anything is going to be a thing. If it is, we've extenuated the amount of time until I'd need to get surgery. I know before I told people like last month, you know, a couple months out, we would evaluate. I've been working really hard. It's really sucked. I hated a lot of it. A lot of days I'm in pain, can't eat. You know, daily there's at least one meal that I eat it. You know, even a couple of bites and I immediately hate myself. And it's stressful and depressing and, you know, it's just hard. It's like one of those things I can't really afford to have. So that pisses me off even more. But the point is that I'm doing better in the sense that surgery is not so like dire and so strongly talked about at the moment, but I have to stay on top of things. And with the move and everything and the stress and everything that trying to make all those decisions and stuff has brought up, I'm really, really, really trying to stay on top of it, guys. Thank you to everybody that's reached out with information or questions or checking in or being mindful. And thank you all for your patience because some days I literally have zero ability to work. I can sit at this computer for 5 minutes, feel like the room is spinning and have to lay down again for like 3 hours. Then I get up and I come back to the computer and I feel completely nauseous. Or I'll be working along for like 1 hour and then I'm like, man, I'm freaking starving. And I'll have some kind of like protein shake or I'll have some vegetables or fruit or take my meds and have a light meal. And 20 minutes later, I have to lay down. Like, it sucks. It really sucks. And so there are just some days that I absolutely positively cannot work and it friggin' blows because I know if I could, the content I feel would be better or more numerous or whatever. So thank you all for your patience and not breathing down my necks or treating me like some machine that should never break down or be broken or need maintenance or whatever. You guys are the best. And I will see you throughout this month. Keep your eyes open. Well, I guess your ears open. A little bit of both. Bye, guys.